Sun FM 91.3 KSVY Sonoma.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages,
Sonoma Sun FM presents. Live from Sonoma, California.
Which, of course, in German means a whale's vagina.
Tim Livingston.
Hey, big time Timmy Jim, what's up?
Pete Livingston.
My name? Tear.
And Sam Livingston.
Yeah, Yosemite Sam! The roughest, toughest he-man, stuffest hombre has ever crossed the Rio Grande!
Taking you into Monday, the only way they know how. With love.
I love you, King Puncher!
Los Livingston Brothers, on Sonoma Sun FM, KSVY 91.3 Sonoma.
I am a real American, fight for the rights of every man. I am a real American, fight for what's right, fight for your life!
Tonight, I can report to the American people and to the world. The United States has conducted an operation that killed Osama bin Laden, the leader of Al-Qaeda, and a terrorist who's responsible for the murder of thousands of innocent men, women, and children.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We're having a couple of technical difficulties. We had a little bit more to that, but unfortunately, the video is not being cooperative.
Oh, Ricky Bobby, how could you disappoint us?
It's sad. It's really sad. Good evening, it's Los Livingston Brothers. On May Day, May 1st, 2011. Hello, everybody. How we doing out there? Pete, you're on.
Are you talking to... I didn't know if you were talking to us.
Yeah.
You said everybody
I'm
out there.
I'm talking to everybody, yeah. You guys can talk whenever. Yeah, no, this is the 17th show, Los Livingston Brothers now. Welcome to the...
It's the anniversary.
It's the 17th anniversary. Week anniversary. That's how we roll. Obviously, big news, breaking news. You heard it here first on Sonoma Sun FM, way before any of the other news outlets got it, because, well, that's just how we do it. Osama bin Laden has been killed, and celebrations abound everywhere.
Woo!
Woo! Very interesting stuff. And obviously, there will be feedback throughout the night. The social networking sites have been just overrun with tons and tons of messages since it was announced about 3.5 hours ago officially. And then President Obama made his speech about an hour later. So, going to be a very interesting fallout process, but we talked about this. The dude's had a great weekend, if you think about it. You know, he did the whole birth certificate thing Friday, and then Saturday he had the very, very good correspondence dinner. And then, you know, today he sets in motion the strike on that compound in Pakistan, and Osama bin Laden is now dead. That's a pretty good weekend. Like,
it's a good one. He's like the Yukon of the political world right now.
I have to say that was his April March Madness or whatever the heck you want to call it.
He just got himself into the tournament for 2012. Special shout out to people who like to destroy rear windows of cars. Anybody else have a shout out? Sam, who would you like to give a shout out to?
I'd like to give a shout out to Wow, putting me on the spot again.
Just anybody. First person that comes to your head, go. Tim, who would you like to give a shout-out to?
I'd like to give a shout-out to all my peoples out there in Apple Land who got up at 5 a.m. this morning to get down there for our meeting in San Francisco and enjoyed us some fine Mexican food on the way back.
I would like to give out another shout-out to people who like to vandalize people's property. Sam, who would you like to give a shout-out to?
I could give a shout-out to Violeta Martinez, who has been fun to hang out with on Saturday.
Very nice.
Very nice.
Tim, any more shout-outs?
I'd like to shout out to
Chelsea
referees who completely screwed Paul Pierce in Game 1 of the Eastern Conference Semis tonight and ejected him.
Wow.
Yeah, that was not cool. Not cool.
I would like to give a shout-out to people who like to walk up the hood of my car, up my windshield, on top of the roof of my car, break out the rear windshield or the rear window, and then walk off the back of my car. I would love to give you a shout-out. Thank you very much. And a big shout-out to all of you out there. Sam, do you have any more shout-outs?
No, I cannot think of any.
I got plenty of shout-outs.
Tim, who would you like to give a shout-out to?
I'd like to shout-out to the San Jose Sharks, who are now 2-0 on the Detroit Red Wings after a 2-1 victory today. They're doing it with the third and fourth lines and not their first and second, which
is awesome. Which is very unshark-like.
Very unshark-like, but very awesome, too, that they're getting it done. Very happy for them. Now they go to Hockey Town USA on Wednesday for Game 3. I'd like to shout out to the bats with holes in them that have replaced the normal bats for the San Francisco Giants road trip. Definitely looking like the Giants teams that have not supported their pitching staffs in the past. They have scored a total of, let me make sure I get this right. Oh, yeah, 4 runs so far in this series against the Washington Nationals.
Very nice. I would like to give a shout out to Bob Clare and Bob Clare Jr., in Chelsea Clare for vacuuming out all of the glass from my busted out rear window from the person who liked to walk up the hood of my car, up my windshield, on top of the roof of my car, and then back down the other side. Big shout out to them for vacuuming out with the shop vac. Gotta love the shop vac.
Pete, I'm
Bob Clare and Bob Clare Jr. and Chelsea Clare and everybody else involved in the process. A big thank you.
Sam, your turn to shout out.
All right. I'll give a big shout out to Father Sarah, was it, at church today? Anyways, whoever your name is, not Mike. Father Mike, we love you too. But
I can't remember.
The new guy?
The new guy.
Yeah, the new guy. But anyways, thank you for the inspiration to help me write in my journal today.
Very nice.
Very nice. I'd like to give a shout-out to Christian for winning his first ever WWE World Heavyweight Championship tonight.
Weak.
Very cool. What?
Weak.
Christian sucks.
No, he doesn't.
Dude, he sucks.
No, he doesn't.
Okay. Anybody out there who would like to either, A, talk about vandalism that has happened to you or your car, please call in at Sonoma Sun FM.
This is the auto repair hour.
707-933-9133. Or if you would like to bring up one of the many past heavyweight champions that are better than Christian, feel free to call in at 707-933-9133. I got a huge list in my head of people that are better.
How can you hate
him? He is a champion of default. It's like everybody else, they've kind of gone through the ranks. You know,
you haven't watched wrestling the last couple of years, have you?
Tell me if I'm wrong. He has just hung around and while everybody else has fallen off, he's just kind of stayed at the same and everybody else fell off and he stayed.
He's done a damn good job. I will argue that. I will argue you, sir. I'd like to give a shout out to the New York Police and Fire Departments. There's an awesome photo. Go on to our Los Livingston Brothers fan page. We posted a couple pictures, obviously, from the night. A great picture.
You were there for these pictures.
Yeah.
We took these pictures.
Yeah. I mean, we...
Sam, our photographer.
We took a teleporter there and back, but a fantastic picture of some firefighters sitting on the side of a truck watching the newsreel on Times Square. Really some awesome stuff there. Also, of course, we'd like to give a shout-out to Gus Johnson.
Gus Johnson.
The
Outstanding. Oh my God. Fantastic. Great stuff here. Hey, we have a shout out to a caller. Caller, you're live on the air.
Hey, guys, what's going on?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm fine. I just want to bring up the fact that the Iron Sheik would destroy Christian any day of the week.
Iron Sheik, really?
Dude, he would destroy Christian.
The Iron
Camel Clutch.
Sit on him. Iron Sheik would put him in a lovely, lovely Sandman hold. It would be great.
The Iron Sheik, huh? All right, so there's one. We have
the Camel Clutch. Come on, man.
Yeah,
come on. So what's Christian's finisher?
Sergeant Slaughter could take out the Iron Sheik. Doesn't mean Christian can.
That's okay. True. Sergeant Slaughter was a different. He was a different.
Okay. By the way, Sergeant Slaughter, the boot camp match with the Iron Sheik.
Oh yes,
just 80s greatness right
flag
there.
Match. Flag match. Flag match. Do you remember that? They had the flag match.
Yeah, I remember the flag match.
This, of course, is our esteemed colleague Gilbert Zia.
Yeah, so. Gibby. Seriously, are you the Iron Sheik? Really?
Yeah.
I grew up loving the Iron Sheik. I hated him so much. I loved him.
Oh, there you go. See, beautiful.
He hates to love.
Exactly.
Beautiful.
Hates to love.
Or loves to hate.
Yeah. I think most of the 80s and early 90s champions would thoroughly beat the living hell out of Christian.
By the way, Iron Sheik, possibly the greatest quote for a former pro wrestler going today. Seriously, he's had a couple of interviews in the last couple of years that are rambling and awesome. And if you guys can look up any Iron Sheik video from the last couple of years, you will not be disappointed.
Yeah, YouTube Iron Sheik Insanity.
Yes,
that
works.
Very nice.
Still rocking that mustache all these years later.
Oh yeah,
pretty incredible stuff.
Dude, who really the mustache is back?
It is
kind of.
By the way,
he's representing.
Gibby would be someone who would admire someone else's facial hair.
Very much so.
Yes. If he had a beard, he'd be about 10,000 times more awesome.
I don't know. That mustache makes him look evil.
Oh, yeah.
Look very
good. He kind of reminds me of a Middle Eastern Von Kaiser from Punch-Out from the days.
Fantastic. Outstanding. Of course, Mike Tyson's Punch-Out, remember, from the Nintendo days.
But when he went to jail, you know, it was just...
Yes, that's right. They took the Mike Tyson away. I remember
that. Yes, the Mr. Dream. Yeah, Mr. Dream. That's what it was.
Dream.
Mr. Dream.
That's too funny. But yeah, very, very, very good. Okay, so the Iron Sheik. We'll go with the Iron Sheik better than Christian. So that's your staple. If you can figure out any world champion, and when, you know, we don't have to talk about like the high guy, like Hogan, all those guys. We know that. That's far, but... Like fringe level champions, people who you think, why was he a world champ? Iron Sheik is the new level. All right,
Iron Sheik is the man.
Sheik is the level here. There you go, and it's from one of our great correspondents, Gibby Zia.
If we have to go to Middle Eastern knowledge, we go to Gilbert.
Yes,
Zia.
We do. We go to Gilbert Zia for our Middle Eastern knowledge.
Yes. Have you already touched about news from today?
A little bit.
A little bit, yeah. Very interesting stuff.
We opened the show with it.
Oh, yeah. I kind of missed the opening. I just tuned in a bit, like, about 5 minutes ago.
Kind of a fun... Well, it's not really a funny story. I was working tonight, and I guess somebody had told one of my colleagues at work. He, I think, misunderstood or misheard.
Oh, no.
But he heard that Obama had been killed. And I think somebody told him Osama, so he was like, did you hear President Obama? And we were like, what? What? Finally, somebody got on the computer and checked it out, and it was wrong.
Very wrong.
It was, you know, probably the biggest misunderstanding now, somebody could have.
Now, there was a Fox affiliate that actually misspelled Osama and put Obama instead. Because,
oh, boy.
Yeah, so.
But that's Fox. You know, they didn't really do that stuff.
Yeah, we don't have to go there.
We'll stay away from that.
Yeah, we don't have to go there. Okay. We won't go there.
But Gibby,
all right, gentlemen.
Thank you for the Iron Sheik knowledge.
Yes.
Oh, no problem.
All right. Well, enjoy the rest of your evening, Gibby. Hope you enjoy the rest of the show too, man.
I shall.
Thank you very much, man. The great Gibby Zia calling in live via satellite from Southern California.
9 with the head near the that bit. We came up with it.
We created the missionary position. You're welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. If there's anything to take away from America, we got Bin Laden and we created the missionary position.
That's how we roll. But really, the whole thing about it, you were saying, because I know nothing. I just got off work and whatever. But you said that they were like planning it for like 6 weeks.
Yeah. No, well, they had intelligence months ago. But I guess there were 6 meetings specifically about an operation they wanted to do. And they took place in the last 6 weeks or so. And Obama had a couple of meetings actually very close together in the last couple of weeks. And then on Friday, they approved it going into action. And then today...
They sent in Solid Snake.
Yes, exactly. Solid Snake went in.
With this cardboard box.
Not Old Snake. He maneuvered around the cards.
Oh, man. That is just goalie.
And he... in a 40-minute strike, they got him.
Damn.
Pretty awesome. Yeah, like I said, Obama's weekend ranks up there with some of the great weekends ever. Weekend of Bernie's, obviously.
Which is a good one.
One of the very good weekends of all time.
This is as good as it gets.
It is. It's as good as it gets. UConn, of course, this year with their Saturday, Monday
win. Obama going to be up for an ESPY?
Yes.
It's going to be like him and what's his name from UConn?
Yeah, Kemba Walker.
Kemba Walker.
Yeah, Athlete of the Year, Kemba Walker, Derrick Rose, Roy Halladay, and then Barack Obama. And I think Obama would win. That's just a guess.
It's almost like Syracuse, Big East turn. Like UConn was good, but it's like Jerry McNamara status.
Yeah,
like, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Like, oh wait, no, this is.
He's like, no, I'm still here.
Yeah,
still here.
How he's doing. Big news on.
Here comes the pain.
Oh, that's
pain
what
brought
screaming.
Today, man.
What is it?
cool stuff on the movie front. Pete definitely will bring it up. I'm going to let him take it from here.
Oh, no, yeah. Just started shooting on a documentary that I have had in treatment form for about, 5-6 years. Finally getting it going. It is a Street Fighter documentary.
Very cool.
And no, it is not like a lot of the other documentaries that have been put out. This one is a lot more story-driven. It's not just tournament footage. It is a lot of the past and how it became the scene that it is today. You know, the people that have been involved with it back in the very early 90s, 91, 92. The people who were involved with B3 and the Street Fighter 2. Or the .sf
user, yeah,
or the user, yeah, the user forums, stuff like that. So it's really cool, really exciting. We're currently taking, donations.
Yeah,
for the exactly. We'll get something going with that
for the fund, Peter's movie fund.
That's right.
Donations, of course, can be reached. You know, obviously, go to the Los Livingston Brothers fan page and. Help Pete get this movie off the ground. Awesome talk with David Sirlin this week in Emeryville. Some really cool footage. And he obviously had a lot to say, not just about the game in general, but about the scene and how it evolved. And obviously with Evo being the major focal point for the fighting game community right now, and coming up in 3 months' time, a lot of preparation going into that. And Pete's hoping to... get a lot of that going on in the coming months, weeks, and months towards Evo 2K11.
Well, it's just going to be a process. It's going to. I know. I'm definitely geared for 2 years, maybe 3 years,
but,
for this project.
But it's going to be a fun one.
Yeah,
very fun.
Yeah, so. We'll see. See where it goes.
Yeah. So
stay tuned.
Yeah.
We will keep you involved.
Definitely, that'll be something you'll want to.
We are setting up stuff with Filipino Champ and Neo, so exciting things to come.
Awesome. Very cool. And like we said, LosLivingstonBrothers.com for all the latest news and updates on what should be a very cool project that Pete has started working on. And a great documentary to come about not just Street Fighter, but the Capcom fighting games in general. So... We will keep you posted on that. We'll move the sports since we've kind of touched on it a little bit, but not too much. NFL draft this weekend, and not too many people noticed. The Los Livingston Brothers did host a live draft blog that is up on our website at loslivingstonbrothers.com. And Pete was there for the entirety of the first round.
I was televised
Thursday night.
Unfortunately, I was on for like 3 hours strong or whatever it was.
Unfortunately, I was working, so I didn't get a chance to take part in a lot of it. But some very interesting things that went on in that first round.
How about that?
Cam Newton doing his thing, going number one overall to the Panthers. A move I'm not really shocked about, because if you're got a number one pick in the NFL nowadays, you really can only spend it on a quarterback, a stud left tackle, or a guy that's going to guarantee you 15 sacks a season. Those are really the only three guys I can tell you that would be worth a number one pick overall.
Very true.
He's a shady!
But Cam Newton went one, and then the first major surprise came from the Atlanta Falcons, who traded five picks to the Cleveland Browns for the rights to Alabama wide receiver Julio Jones. And it's very interesting because obviously with the lockout and the situation it was, you couldn't trade players and you couldn't really make any moves regarding player selection unless they were traded for draft picks. So the way that a lot of basically all the trades this year worked was the person making the trade would talk to other teams and say, what are you willing to give us this year and next year? So the Browns got three picks this year and got a first round pick next year along with a second.
Which is very smart by the Browns. I say the Browns.
It's nuts.
They
were studly.
I thought that was smart by them.
The fact that Mike Holmgren turned one pick in a so-so draft, not a great draft, but into five picks for next year's
draft.
But
you know what? That's how you rebuild.
Yeah.
I don't think there was necessarily anybody this year who you're going to be like, I'm going to rebuild my team around this one person. It's like they did the right thing. It's like, you know what? Go ahead, stockpile picks, you know, and get ready for 3 or 4 years from now. Yeah. And, you know, if you luck out, maybe even sooner. So if you would like to talk the NFL draft, your thoughts, maybe you want to talk about the Niners pick for quarterback.
Yeah.
Which people are either loving or hating.
Mm-hmm.
First, I was kind of like, but then, you know, the more I saw of him, Kaepernick, I was just like, wow, you know.
He's a guy that would fit into Harbaugh's system because the pistol is a lot like a West Coast offense in many retrospects. And I think that he would have kind of an easy transition into the offense. But the Niners had to give up three picks to get him. And, I mean, I understand why they did is because there was kind of a dearth of quarterbacks in this draft. But you have to sacrifice two picks, and not any of the ones you stockpiled in the sixth or seventh round. Some of the higher picks to go and get Kaepernick. So it depends on how Kaepernick develops. Obviously, he's not going to be one to start right away. People are still talking about whether or not it will be Alex Smith returning, who Jim Harbaugh very confident in thinking he will come back. And then a lot of rumors out there, including the Niners trying to be a part of talks for Kevin Cobb. Obviously, the talks are halted because of the lockout, and player movement is halted as well. So it's going to be kind of a rough couple of months, I think, until this CBA is finally agreed upon, because the day after the first round of the draft, where a lot of people thought the NFL, the lockout was lifted on Friday. Well, that Friday night, it was put back on.
Yeah,
so
not so much.
I don't see the NFL budging on this. They really want it.
Just remember, it's lockout. It's not holdout.
Yeah, this is the NFL doing this to the players.
This is not the players saying we refuse to play. This is the owners locking people out. Remember that. It's called a lockout.
Mm-hmm.
So anytime you hear it, whether it's in the NFL or it's in the workforce, when you hear lockout, this is not the people who are doing all the work refusing to go. They are being held from going in and making their money, from making that cheddar.
And obviously, this does have a local angle with Sonoma's own Tony Maul, Baltimore Raven, being a part of this lockout situation. And obviously, you can't talk about much because of the fact that the players' agreement is still trying to agree to the terms with the league. But it's very, very odd to see this play out after what was a very good NFL postseason. I think a lot of people really liked how the playoffs went.
Shout out to Mel Kiper's hair.
Wow. And you know what? He has so much hair, it does have its own set of ears, so he can hear
beautiful.
Us. That thing is so finely coiffed. It looks like it was made from unicorn fibers. It really was.
Does he use mane and tail on it?
Yes.
I'm quite sure he does.
Mane and tail.
Caller, you're on the air. No, we do not have a call on the air.
Oh,
doesn't look like it's working out.
Don't worry. We are getting our finest of technical staff.
Yes, we are.
On this to patch our caller back
we
through.
We have done a good job of making sure the callers come in and make the right decisions and calling for their entertainment purposes. 933-9133, the number.
If you would like to speak on the NFL draft, if you would like to speak on super secretive Navy SEAL, Solid Snake missions.
If you would like to talk about how your Call of Duty 4 play really echoed what happened today.
You know how happy all those all like the Black Ops people are? They're just like, yes, dude. Yes.
Oh my God.
Yes, this is going to be the next mission in the next Black Ops.
Oh my God, it totally happened.
And then if you would like to also call in and talk about any type of personal property that has been vandalized, like your car, your car's rear window.
Shout out to my insurance company who helped me after I got hit by a car last Sunday.
Yeah, right, Sideswipe. Los Livingston Brothers. Yeah. Sam, you're next.
Yeah, Sam, stay off the road, man.
You are
seriously
next.
Not cool.
How does that make you feel?
I don't
Fate.
Feel safe.
Sam's security level has been shot up to orange.
Yeah.
Not at red, but it's at orange. It's at a highly alerted level right
I'm
now.
I'm looking at red right now.
That's right. You kind of want to just like...
In all seriousness,
I'm in a cardboard box right now.
That's right.
In all seriousness, shout out to my friend Madeline Jo Simmons, who's getting married on Saturday. Congratulations. I will be up there for that fantastic
60%
day.
Of the time, it works every time.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And also a shout out to my friend Josh Huff, who graduated from St. Leo's University.
Yeah.
Out in Florida.
I'm so hyped right now.
Very good. And unfortunately, though, not so big a shout out to his Pittsburgh Penguins, who were ousted by the Tampa Bay Lightning.
No!
And they are now up 2-0 against the Washington Capitals.
Wow, they're just taking
Loving
out
it.
MVP after MVP.
Also, shout out to the Vancouver Canucks for losing in overtime again. That was awesome. Nashville now tied 1-1 with them. Hockey playoffs are so great.
I
stayed up last night before I went to sleep watching the end of that Vancouver-Nashville game. I didn't really care about it. It was playoff hockey.
Los Livingston girlfriend, not a big fan of hockey.
Nah,
of playoff hockey.
Watching
it
in HD just once. Or go to a game. Going to a Sharks game. Pete and I went to a Sharks game in 2006. Second round of the playoffs.
Getting away from the cop speed.
Edmonton came into town. Chris Pronger, everybody booed him, and the Sharks won that game 2-1.
But they lost the series.
They lost the series 4-2, but they won game one. I'm trying to remember who it was who was throwing his body all around the floor
It was
Niemanen. And that guy totally riled up the crowd. It was really awesome.
Like to give a shout out to Apple.
I did give a shout out to Apple.
Oh, you did?
But that was to my people at the crew.
That's right.
Luke Hewer, a fan of the show, asking for a shout out to Apple. We will shout out to Apple. I'd like to also make a shout out to Apple for my computer being awesome.
Oh, and there we for go. We're getting no money for this.
Oh, wait. What's this? This is not really a...
this is something...
On the Los Livingston Brothers Facebook page, Luke threw a curveball.
Luke, no cool. Cannot talk about that right now. I can't.
Putting you on the spot. Will Nobody knows, but he's putting you on
Will
the spot.
Will not do it. Cannot do it.
Burn.
Will not do it.
That is our future sound guy for the project.
Thank you, Luke.
Our post-production
yes.
sound editor, Luke Hewer.
Of course, I will be doing a lot of the post-production video editing.
You know, just for Luke listening in, we'll plug his website. Luke, is that okay with you? Luke, is that okay with you? Can we plug your website? Respond no. on...
Luke, please. Yes.
On our chat, if we can plug your website.
Yes. Oh,
yes, and enthusiastic.
There's two S's in there.
That's
outstanding.
And Pete forgot the website.
That's how. Luke, that's thank you that's very how, much. That's how Americans spell you.
Merkin. Merkin.
In capital letters with two S's.
S's.
Luke. Luke. Very unenthused. Actually, no, that's a joke. He is very enthused. But yeah, the sports scene. Well,
that's awesome.
The fish. Pete has three websites that he can plug. Go.
I do?
They're right there.
Oh.
You can read them.
Well, go to, we will post it on the website, but go to lukehewer.com, LukeHeuer, if you would like to see some phenomenal code working and website design. Please make sure you're wearing your Depends because you may cream your pants. Also, if you would like to listen to some of his ever so epic music, go to soundcloud.com/SaintTex.
Two T's.
Saint and then T-E-X. And then the other one, I'm not too sure. The Alpha Kua thing. I think it's a music one, but anyway.
Luke, your thoughts? There you go.
But yeah, we will do a little post if you'd like to see some ever so phenomenal coding.
Scantily coding clad work. Coding. We make sure to shout out to all the coders out there everywhere in their underwear.
Hey, we do what we can.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Luke for listening to the show and hitting us up on Los Livingston Brothers.
Yeah, seriously.
If you would like to become friends with us on Los Livingston Brothers, please do.
The fan page is up at Los Livingston Brothers, so just go to the search bar at the top of your Facebook page, type in Los Livingston Brothers, and join in the fun as we post regular ridiculous photos and link to all our awesome website articles. So you can keep up to death. To
dead?
To.
Whoa, Tim. Yeah. It's kind of morbid.
Sorry. I'm running on fumes right now. It's been up for 18 hours. But you can keep up to date. Not dead. Date. You can keep up to date on everything that's going on right now.
We just got you 1.2 million hits on your website. Luke, I hope you got some serious bandwidth,
and
bro.
And I really hope you also have the royalties for that. Because,
yeah,
you
know, bro.
Yeah, bro. Pay up, bro.
Brosif.
It is 11:34. We're halfway through here on Los Livingston Brothers. Tim, Pete, and Sam with you. Very interesting weekend. Very interesting week. Obviously, the last week of April running right into the first week of May. We've been here 4 months now. This is show number 17.
Pretty amazing. Very Sam, awesome. How do you feel? You've been here for 4 months. How does it make you feel?
I feel older.
Do you feel wiser?
He does. He did turn 19.
Do you feel more wise?
I feel something.
Yes.
Yes, you do.
Yes.
Yes, you do.
Speaking of something.
It's the classic!
Oh, no. Pete. Is it time, Pete? Or
I think
we're
we could.
Close.
I say we dwell. Let's dwell into Slow Jam of the Week.
Okay, this is the Slow Jam of the Week brought to you in part by, let's see here. Oh, Soul Glow. Soul Glow hairspray.
What?
Yeah.
What is what is?
I don't know.
Soul Glow? Oh, keep going, though. Soul, sound like you're on to something.
No, no.
Good,
Soul Glow, of course, coming to America. Make your soul glow. Very Jerry nice. Curl spray, you know?
Very nice.
You know, because if it's going to be our slow jam of the week, you know, you got to have the Jerry Curls going. And you got to take this back to, you know, late of 70s. Course.
If you were a fan of the Jerry Curl juice, or if you were more of a fan of the spray. Just the spray, the dry Jerry Curl, let us know what you prefer at 707-933-9133 or hit us up on Facebook.
Shout out to Yellow Cake. Shout out to Yellow Cake tonight.
I was pushing really hard for a Yellow Cake drop in the intro. Tim was not having it.
It's hard to get a Yellow Cake drop in there when it's not censored. And it's one of the better quotes in the history of Chappelle's Show, but don't drop that fill in the blank.
That's right.
Mos Def, of course, the Secretary of Defense, and a very good one at that. I think he has a future in politics. But very cool stuff from Los Livingston Brothers this weekend as we giving shout-outs to everyone we can think of and then some. Also, I'd like to give a shout-out to 80s montages. I watched Rocky II last night.
I'm a big fan of 80s montage. Don't even get me started.
I mean, I was talking to James Kincaid, who has a podcast out called the Best Damn Nerd Show. I told him the next time you get a Best Damn Nerd Show up, I think you need to have a segment on 80s montages. And I guarantee you the Rocky II montage is going to come out on top.
Yes.
Just saying.
Oh, yes.
Even though technically Rocky II was made in 78, 79. Come on. Every 80s montage was basically right after that. You know, the training sequence.
That's true.
Him kissing Rocky Jr. and then him running through the streets of Philadelphia.
And I'll tell you what. I always told Tim, I can just tell if it's a... When it comes to the 80s, late 80s and 70s, if it's a John Williams scored yes. film.
Bill Conti.
Or if it's Bill Conti. Yes. I mean, and they did, like, seriously, any major movie from, like, the 70s and 80s, it was John Williams
yes.
and Bill Conti.
Like, Jared Traub, friend of the show, like to give a shout-out to drunk old guys who hit on underage girls on Sunday nights. Him, one of the members over at Murphy's Irish Pub, obviously seeing some stuff. Not cool. Jared, thank you for the shout-out. Also, shout-out to you and your wife, Kayla, expecting their first kid any day now, basically.
Should we have a hype-up song? We'll just talk over the hype-up song of the week.
Well, I thought we got
to... We'll go slow jam. We'll slow it down after the hype-up song of the week.
Okay.
Going the distance,
I'm telling
Rocky.
You right now, when Adrian...
Hey, let's just let this play out for a second. We'll play. It's going to play out for a little bit.
Someone just get up and start running.
People are fighting right now. This is what they listened to before they stormed Osama bin Laden's. They're just in the chopper.
Yeah.
Get to the chopper.
Get to the chopper.
Fight for you.
No.
No. Fight for your freedom. Get Osama.
The best part about this was when Adrian said win.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's just...
And then they hit the little gong thing.
And then the chime. Bing. And this starts up. It's like, how awesome is that?
Yeah, that will get you hype.
I don't see how it doesn't. Just do not see how it doesn't. So,
yeah
shout
epic.
Out to Bill Conti, one of the great lost... well, not really lost, but he's underappreciated.
He is very under. Well, that's because nobody knows who scores films.
Yeah.
Like,
I'm seeing it now. Rocky's got the log over his shoulders and he drops it and he picks it back up
picks
and he just.
Ah!
Ah!
And he just keeps it going.
Ah! Creed! He's doing the gorilla presses. One in
can
front,
you
one
can
in
we
back.
Say the CRAP word?
Yeah,
we can say that.
Yeah,
Yeah, this makes you think of Mick. He goes, "You're going to eat lightning and crap thunder." Yes. And you're just like, "Yes, go get him." Go get him,
and
Rock.
And he finally catches the chicken.
Yes.
That's speed!
You're a greasy Italian tank.
You're a 205-pound Italian tank. By the way, shout out to Burgess Meredith. Rest in peace. One of my favorite actors of all time. Yes. So awesome. Very love good it. Call, Pete.
Gotta love it.
Oh, man.
Then the...
Oh, God. There are not enough timpanis and chimes in music anymore.
No. And then if you want the modern-day hip-hop version, Biggie and P. Diddy, I don't...
Oh, yeah, doing Victory, yep.
Yeah, yeah.
Which we could play, but then after 10 seconds, you better have your finger on the dump button. So I wouldn't play it.
So I'll post it on the website if you would like to hear it and you have not.
If you have not.
It is being posted on Los Livingston Brothers right now.
That's your hype up song of the week.
We will go Biggie Smalls with Puff Daddy, Victory. Yeah. But now, should we go Slow Jam of the Week?
Yeah,
and people are excited. They may be fighting people right now. I don't know.
You know, see, that's how we do it. We give them the hype-up song, but then we're like, you know what?
Can I... We went in 70s, 80s. Can I go really early 90s?
Well, I got something like from the mid-90s. I don't know.
I think we may have played that song.
This song?
Yeah.
Really? Pete, why? I think I play like every song on here. Then go ahead and pick something out in there, because it seems like I think you already played that.
No, I got it right here. I got you right here. Ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
Ooh, but, there's an HD version.
Oh, we'll play the HD version.
Or what?
What
Pete, I just hope they don't have it. Oh, there's an advertisement. Okay, I want to mute
try the
this.
HD
play
version.
This out.
That one only has 5-figure numbers.
Too late.
Well,
we try and bring a wide selection of music to the forefront here on Los Livingston Brothers.
We are gonna right now. I'm dwelling over because you know there's some white boys out there that can that can you know bring the lay you down music. So everybody, calm down out there, okay? All right, we have enough craziness going out there.
Yeah, we do.
Okay, we just played the hype up song. Now we just need you to. To slow it down a little bit.
Oh, man. Really?
Turn down the lights. Turn down the lights there, Tim. Set the mood for the people at home. Do you have to leave?
There's about 6 or 7 bands that showed up on Family Matters alone that I would like to play above this song.
Oh, here it comes. Oh, New Kids on the Block. What you know about that? Oh.
The haircuts are all incredible in this
the
music
rat
video.
Tails?
You have rat tail mullets on half the group. I mean, seriously, this is really incredible stuff.
One of them dresses like he's from New Jersey. A couple of them dress like... Now it looks like they're Beach Boys wannabes. Now it looks like they're from... Oh, I don't know. That's, now they're what? They're wearing plaid. They're
one of
wearing...
them's got the Vanilla Ice haircut going on.
Oh, that hair.
Oh,
we're going to post this on our page.
I got lost there. Sorry.
Yeah, I got lost in that hair, too. But hey, please don't ever go, girl. Because I love you.
By the way, New Kids, Backstreet Boys, May 28th. Getting back on the road together.
Ooh.
Los Livingston Brothers will have live updates. Yeah, right.
I am looking at the picture of Mel Kiper as we...
The picture that we have posted of the hair of Mel Kiper looks like he just watched this video and kind of was like, I don't like this. Come on now.
I thought I did like it.
Who was the guy who tried to go singles after New Kids and just fell flat on his face?
I don't
know. Bobby some. I can't remember.
It's him or... I can't remember. All the honeys in the stands looking at him.
Argyle sweaters for the win. Or excuse me, checkerboard sweaters for the win.
I bet this could make a comeback if everyone watched.
No, they would.
With the turtlenecks.
933-9133 if you think that checkerboard sweaters have a place in today's fashion scene.
And trains.
And trains.
Subway with trains. Red giant suitcases.
And big hair. If y'all like big hair, 933-9133.
You know, they just had a... This may have been the first boy band that incorporated basketball into the music videos. There was a big...
Wasn't there a Teen Wolf video?
No.
No.
Oh, they just... That was a really white move that you just did. You guys need to go to about 2 minutes and 48 seconds. And you will see some of the whitest choreographed dance moves that you love.
Seriously, it's like a big old two-step and snapping the fingers.
John.
See, there's Donnie. I remember Donnie.
Donnie Wahlberg.
Donnie Wahlberg, of course. Danny.
Danny.
Jordan. Jordan McNair. There it is.
That's right.
That's Jordan Knightley. Or I can't remember. Jordan McKnight. Whatever it is. He's the guy who tried to go solo and failed. Kind of.
He didn't fail. He was kind of big.
He had one hit.
Anyway, that was our slow jam. Slow jam of the week.
See, I when I saw that, I was like, "Oh, you're playing Please Don't Go by Boys to Men. That song's awesome. That's like that's an awesome breakup song. Like, dude's like, you know what, girl? I can't let you go. Please don't go.
Anytime you can have Michael from Boys to Men just being like, baby, baby,
baby,
baby, I need you.
That was the best part.
I'm sorry. I screwed up.
Man, they need that.
Let me back in your life.
They need that bass.
Let me kiss your neck, baby.
That's too good. Man, we've done that.
I got chocolate covered strawberries.
Wow. Really? Chocolate covered strawberries?
Michael would have chocolate covered strawberries. You say really?
That dude wouldn't need no chocolate covered strawberries.
That's right.
That's what I'm saying. Pete, it's time. Or Sam, is it time?
Did you find a page in there? I want some like intro music to The Legend of Round Valley. What do you got?
Okay, it's another Earthbound song, but you gotta listen. It is so funky and
I don't know. Sam,
no, it's from the very
Sam
first
might
game.
Have something here.
Cause we
it's
have
from
to
the first it's from the first game?
Okay. Yeah. Here, hold on.
Can you find it? Do you know how to locate it?
Yeah. Sort of.
While Sam locates that, we'd like to remind you that this show is being brought to you on Sonoma Sun FM, SonomaSunFM.com, 91.3 FM in Sonoma. You can check out all of our shows, except for our show from 2 weeks ago, online at LosLivingstonBrothers.com under the radio shows heading.
Maybe not.
And it'll be a... weekly occurrence. We'll have them up supposedly every
Tuesday. I don't know
Tuesday.
What the title was. Sorry.
Cause well.
Wait, is that it?
I got it. Sam, I got your back.
Yeah, please. Just
because if you
fail.
Picked it, then I'm guessing it's going to have this
going
on.
Okay, get your play. Get your plays.
I got my
going. You got your place?
All right.
Yeah.
You got it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
That Sam, says round all over it.
Sam, Genuine's about to break it down, so why don't you let him break it down while you talk to us about the legend of Round Valley.
Tony and Caitlin were on their way to pick up Eric and Shannon. Halfway there, Tony started complaining. Something. When you know it, I left my sunglasses home, and the sun's so damn bright, I'm going blind. Relax, Tony. They're right here. I picked them up for you on the way out the door. You always forget them. What are you talking about? I don't always forget them. Are you trying to start a fire or what?
Tell her, Tony.
God, I get angry. So sick of your constant gripping.
Wow.
Griping.
Well, can it be both?
Yes! Yes! The first salvo is fired! I love it. Go on.
I'm not going to let you ruin this weekend, so just shut up and drive.
Oh,
they finished their trip in a tense silence.
As they pulled into Eric's driveway, he was locking his front door. He climbed into their car with a big smile. What perfect timing. Well, are you two ready to head for the hills and ride some wild Broncos?
Oh,
Tony scowled.
Yes.
How in hell can you be so happy this early in the morning? I'd appreciate if you kindly wipe that smile off your face. Eric laughed out loud and grinned at Kat. So it's one of those mornings, huh? How long does it usually take for him to get friendly? Kat groaned. Are you kidding? Who said he ever gets friendly? I will have you know you're seeing his good side. Tony pulled into Shannon's driveway, turned around, and glared at Eric. If you can spare the time from picking on me, perhaps you'd be nice enough to get Shannon out of here. And would you please take long enough for me to beat up my wife? Sure, I'd do anything for a buddy. Just honk when you're ready to go. Oh, here's where it gets good. Better. Eric rang the bell, but received no response. Turning the doorknob, he found it open. He tapped on the door, then slowly opened it.
It's not creepy.
Knock, knock. Anyone home? Just receiving no answer, he quietly walked upstairs toward her bedroom. Her door was ajar, and as he hesitantly peered through the doorway, he saw a reflection in a mirror. She hadn't heard him because she was using her hairdryer.
Oh, nice. Here we go.
After turning it off, she stood, clad only in a bra and panties.
Oh, man.
As she caught sight of him in the mirror, he stepped into the room. All they stared at one another for a long moment. Eric knows she didn't seem surprised to find him in her bedroom. Then he realized it had been no accident that both doors were unlocked. In a heartbeat, they were wrapped in each other's arms while they hungrily kissed. The incessant sound of Tony's horn finally reached them.
Genuine.
Shakily, Eric released her. We better go, Shannon. They're waiting in the car with the motor running. You know how impatient Tony is.
No, come on, Shannon.
Weakening,
quickie.
He grabbed
Nooner.
Her and devoured her with one last kiss.
Yes!
Reluctantly, Shannon pushed him away. Eric, you better go downstairs before one of them comes inside. Besides, I don't know what I'm thinking. We both know this is impossible right now.
Oh,
wow.
Man.
Just sad.
Let this play out. Let this play out. Dude.
You remember, you heard they were going to go ride Broncos. Got that pony plane.
Just how awesome is that?
Ride it.
That was a ride good it. One.
That Sam, very good. Very good recitation of that. I do believe that your innuendo was emphasized
top-notch.
Greatly.
Top notch.
Very much so.
I went for the correction. I said, no, it was griping. And it was, oh, was it?
Mm-hmm.
It could be. It was like, I say touche to you, Sam. We have Ashley on our webpage says, Sam stepped up his game fully
with Pony. Very nice.
That I did.
Possibly Sam's finest hour on Los Livingston Brothers. But we are coming down to the end of our show.
You know what? I'll do it now because I got to do it. I'll give the Heat their due. They won game one.
I was trying,
you know what?
I was trying to avoid it.
I just had to do it. People are going to be like, oh, if the Celtics would have won, it would have been. It's like, they won. Okay. I'll give it to them. I still got the C's. Does it worry me a little bit? No. Because it was a home game. Down in Miami. So I'm not too freaked out. Sam, who do you got, Miami?
Free Paul Pierce.
That's right. Free Paul Pierce. Sam, who do you have winning the series, the Miami Heat or the Boston Celtics? First person to win four. Who do you think is going to win?
Celtics.
Yes.
Celtics? Okay.
I got the Celtics in seven. I think this is going to go all the way. But the thing is they'd have to win game seven in Miami, which is going to be one hell of a fight.
We'll see. I got the C's. I got them in six.
I don't think so.
Luke Hewer says, holy
bleep.
S, four-letter word, that was amazing. Be sure to put out your cigarette, Luke.
Yes,
I was about to say.
Make sure you have
about?
An ashtray present. NBA, just all over. I can't. This is one of the cooler second rounds I can remember. You have the Memphis Grizzlies beating the Spurs behind Zach Randolph, someone who 2 years ago nobody wanted.
Nope, dude was a black hole for the Rock.
And he got basically sent to the Memphis Grizzlies for nothing. And he turned out to be probably their most important piece in this entire cog. They're doing this without Rudy Gay, who they gave $80 million to this past offseason. Marc Gasol has turned into a premier center in
this
league.
Yeah, he's no longer just like Powell's fat brother.
Yeah.
He's like a legitimate...
The World Championships changed him. He became a great player preparing for the World Championships, and then he came into the NBA this year,
just
and he has been
studly.
They destroyed the Thunder today. That was an, I think it was an 11-point win, but it wasn't really that close. That's a series that they can win. They beat the Thunder 3 out of 4 times this year. I'm very excited for that series. And then in the East, I mean, what can you say? Boston, Miami, everybody
That's the
won.
Only one anybody cares about.
Yeah, I mean, that's the one everybody will talk about. Of course, in the West.
Which I didn't actually, like, I didn't even know
that
matchup was going to happen. I didn't know that it was going to be the Heat and the Celtics in the second round. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that. I thought it was going to be like the, so who got the one seed? The Bulls?
The Bulls did, yeah. So they played the winner of the Hawks-Orlando series, won by the Hawks, which is very, very weird. Dwight Howard did everything he could, but no one else on his team did. And the Magic were taken out in 6 by a Hawks team that I don't think it really has that great of a shot against a very well-balanced, well-rounded Chicago Bulls team.
No, that'll be
But the West has Kobe versus Dirk for the first time ever in a playoff series.
I still don't see that being much of a...
I kind of agree with you. I think the Lakers will take that because the Lakers have the horses to stay with the big guns for Dallas. So very fun stuff with the NBA winding down as the... Playoffs in full swing. Sharks up 2-0. We won't talk about the Giants because, well, their offense has been horrible. There's no reason to talk about
it. We do need Sam to
grace us
with his words of wisdom. Would you like some background music? What do you think of your words of wisdom? Do you like this?
Oh, it's simple.
Hang on. We will get you some background music for your words of wisdom.
Okay. That's fine.
Would you like some Victory by Biggie Smalls? Maybe a little.
Or not.
Ooh, that will work. I think this is good. Because, you know, Sam, he totally stepped his game up tonight. And if you really think about it, I mean, this dude was Shaft tonight. That's how good he was. So, Sam, take us out.
Take us on out.
Words of wisdom, go.
When you're reading something as romantic as The Legend of Round Valley, just read between the lines. That's it.
Read between the lines? Read between the sheets?
Well, I go, yeah, between the sheets.
I like it.
That's good. You've applied some words of wisdom. You've done well, apprentice.
Thank you. I'm glad that I was able to come to this as we wind down another great week of those Livingston brothers. Mayday, mayday, Tim, mayday.
Tim just said come to this.
Yeah. Thank you. It's a great night. Very celebratory night for a lot of reasons. But on the other side of the night, Monday morning comes. That means there's 6 days left until we're back again.
Can I get some sound on the soundboard? You wanna give me a little?
Oh, he's so Pringles. Where your curly mustache at?
You can turn up the shaft. Don't turn down the shaft on our way out. Thank you.
We're on our way out. Thanks for joining us this week. Once again, Los Livingston Brothers.
Any last minute shout out? Sam, last minute shout out.
Yeah, see you in bed tonight.
Yeah!
Oh, Tim, last minute shout out.
Last shout out, Celtics! Let's go, Celtics! Good night, everybody!